We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Tuesday. It's January 17th. It is 2023. If you're watching on YouTube, it's still Monday. Yeah, the football game, if you want to call it that, is happening. We are joined today by Creighton 12, Christy Metzger. Christy, what's happening?
Hey, not too much. Like I mentioned before, hopefully we timed this just right, kind of in the halftime of the Bucks. Bucks Dallas game here. So yeah, just kind of watching some football and looking at some basketball for tomorrow.
I really need Fournette to get like 30 yards receiving. I don't care what else happens. Like, I'm going to have a good DFS like slate for football. I talked about this on the Morning Grind. I focused more on like the 6-game slate than doing the like small slates.
Yeah.
And I mean, my team it's really solid. It's at like 159 and it has T.Y. Hilton and Chris Godwin going. So
nice.
Hopefully it just continues to go up. So it's going to be a good little DFS slate. But like fantasy props wise, it'll be a really, really good week if Fournette can get his receiving yards. Like he's at like 10 total yards. So listen, I'm not very optimistic about it. But with them being down, hopefully we can get some second half. But yeah, we got 4 games. A nice little NBA slate, you know?
Good.
Like,
yeah.
Yesterday we had like a 5-game main slate on DraftKings. Today, 4-game main slate. So we're going to jump right in.
Awesome.
We get started. 217.5 total here. The Bucks, a 6-point favorite. Toronto at Milwaukee. Back-to-back for both of these teams, both played on Martin Luther King Day. And, I mean, I didn't see anything come out from either one of these teams as far as, like, anybody getting hurt during the game. But, obviously, like, with Giannis not playing on Monday, it's a huge question mark whether or not he's going to be in or out because he makes a huge difference. We saw Drew and Bobby Portis have fantastic games on Monday. What are your thoughts here on Toronto? You like what I did there? I did that.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Switch around. Yeah. So for Toronto, there's a few guys to look at. For one, Fred VanVleet just had a great game today here on Martin Luther King Day. And his price actually went down substantially on FanDuel. I know we're mostly talking about DK, but 7.8 on DK, 7.1 on FanDuel. So certainly have interest in him. Scotty Barnes has been playing well. I mean, he's priced up there, but he's certainly been putting up some putting up some points and putting up some ceiling games. So have interest in him. Pascal Siakam is always a great play. So those are the three guys I'm probably looking at the most on Toronto. You know, Anunoby, Gary Trent, I mean, they kind of round out the starting lineup. And for me, they're more fillers, if anything. But yeah, Van Vliet because of the price tag, and then Barnes and Siakam, I think, are fine too.
Van Vliet was questionable Monday with the lower back issues. It wouldn't shock me if he sits in this game on the second end of a back-to-back. If that were to happen, obviously it would open up stuff like Flynn. OG would obviously become more interesting. I think Barnes and Siakam become more interesting in that scenario. So definitely pay attention to that news. But if everyone goes in this game, honestly, I don't have a ton of interest. It's a four-game slate, so you're like, eh, you want to have interest, but we have three other games with at least a 226 total. This game's going to be a slow-paced game. Both of these teams on the second end of a back-to-back. Both of these teams play somewhat slow. I mean, Milwaukee's 15th, and Toronto's like 27th in pace. So definitely a game that's going to be overall a lot slower than the other three games we're going to talk about. And the prices are right if everyone plays, in my opinion. So this game is way more interesting if someone for Toronto gets ruled out, if Giannis doesn't play again. So, yeah, I mean, this is a very injury type of game for me. Luckily, it's the first game on the slate, 7:30. Get an extra 30 minutes for lock on this slate, which is always nice. So we'll have to see. But we get four games on the slate, and all four of them started a different time. So kind of like that. I mean, it'd be much easier to kind of go through and, you know, adjust lineups to news, but as the night goes along. The Milwaukee side, I mean, it all depends on Giannis. If Giannis plays, he's a fantastic option at 11-8. Raw points on a four-game slate going to matter. Put up 72 fantasy points against Toronto earlier this season, so he would be fantastic. If he's out, you do the same thing you did yesterday. You take shots on Drew. You take shots on Portis, take shots on Allen, you take shots on Brook Lopez. Milwaukee is very, very interesting in this spot if Giannis plays. But if Giannis – or doesn't play, if Giannis plays for me, maybe just Giannis.
I totally agree. Like you said, it's really hard to know until we know about Giannis. But, yeah, if Giannis is in, he's going to be a core play for sure on a four-game slate. And like you said, today was a good example. If he's out – Holiday and Portis just absolutely smashed. And like you said, then you look at the other pieces, Brook Lopez, I mean, he's at a really good price point. Grayson Allen, Connaughton, cheap value pieces. So really any of those guys, it'd be a lot of bucks in the lineups if Giannis is out for sure.
This could easily be one of those scenarios where Giannis sat the first end and Drew sits the second end. Like, he's recently played a back-to-back, so I'm not saying that's like a must, but also a guy that missed a little over a week, like less than a month ago. So I know, I know he's played a back-to-back already, but who knows? You know, you want to keep your guys fresh, and Toronto and Milwaukee both play their guys a ton of minutes. So for that aspect, it's fine, but. Yeah, I mean, this game's really interesting. If people sit, if everyone plays, least favorite game by far. I mean, this one's not too far behind it. We got Brooklyn at San Antonio, 235 total in this game. The Nets, a six-point favorite in this one on the Brooklyn side. Kevin Durant out, right knee injury, sprain right knee. Only one that's on the injury report here for the Nets. And then on the Spurs, McDermott is questionable. Vassell is out. So we already have the Vassell news. He continues to be out. Wish a speedy recovery for Kevin Durant. Sounds like it's going to be about 3 to 5 weeks. So, you know, want to see Kevin Durant back. Love watching him play basketball. Just pure shooter. Love watching it. Brooklyn side of this game. I mean, Kyrie is 99. It's probably not enough if this game stays close. He should absolutely crush in this matchup. I think someone else that's really potentially going to fly under the radar, maybe not as much on a four-game slate, but someone like Claxton. I think Simmons will get a lot of ownership with no Kevin Durant, and that's fine, especially at 5,900. But I like Claxton, and TJ Warren, I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of TJ Warren minutes here over the next month or so.
Yeah, boy, I think the same thing. I mean, like you said, Kyrie's price is definitely not priced high enough without Kevin Durant in there. I mean, his usage is huge without, you know, 35% usage rate without Kevin Durant in the lineup. I like your Claxton call a lot. I mean, I think that's a great play too. Simmons at 5,900, I think is going to be pretty popular just because, I mean, he's a great price point. Royce O'Neal, I mean, he's been getting the minutes and he's been putting up, you know, some decent numbers too. So not like a great play, but I mean, he's certainly getting the minutes. And then, like you said, TJ Warren, should be getting a lot more minutes too. And we all know that he's got some really good upside. So I do like that too. But yeah, definitely Kyrie, I just think is just a fantastic play. Claxton, Simmons, Royce O'Neal, a lot of those guys could be interesting.
O'Neal is a really good floor play for a four-game slate.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
like, just a really overall solid. He almost had a triple-double the other night, didn't he? Like, he was, like, one or two assists away from a triple-double. And it would have been, like, the old-fashioned, like, I think it was, like, 10, 11, 8 or something.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, I mean, I think he's a solid just floor play. I think, like, if you want to chase some ceiling value-wise here on a four-game slate, Seth Curry at 4,300. This dude is not afraid to chuck. Should get a lot of second-team usage right now. And if he's going to put up 8 to, you know, 15 shots in a game at 4,300, and they're going to give him the minutes, I think on a four-game slate, he's definitely in my player pool today. Don't think I get to Joe Harris. He's not a huge, like, ceiling guy. I would much rather, you know, take some shots on someone else. That's really it. Yuta is probably going to play like 20 to 24 minutes at 3,300. Again, we really haven't seen much upside from him yet. So I'm probably going to pass on him as well.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
San Antonio side of this game, I have a ton of interest in the Brooklyn side. So on a four-game slate, I want to make sure that I'm getting exposure to the San Antonio side of this game as well. The problem is, like, outside of Trey Jones, the minutes are kind of all over the place. But I will say, like, close games recently, Jakob Poeltl is definitely getting the minutes. So maybe I'm looking at, like, a Trey Jones, Jakob Poeltl type play here. I don't trust anything for San Antonio. Like, Josh Richardson, I don't know if I trust this. I mean, I respect what he's been doing, but not for one second do I want to trust it. What are your thoughts here on San Antonio?
I totally agree. I mean, as I was kind of looking at too, the same thing, you know, Trey Jones and Jakob Poeltl. I mean, those two are really the plays that you want to bring it back with. And like you said, if you have interest in the Brooklyn side, you want to make sure you have some exposure to San Antonio. So those two are, I think, are really your best plays too. You know, Jeremy Sochan, he's a value play. He's priced, 4,700, I believe. So he's okay. We just haven't seen a ton of ceiling from him, aside from the couple games that he had starting out here a few weeks ago. So yeah, Richardson, I think, you know, like you said, you want to trust him. I think he's definitely worth a shot in tournaments, especially on a four-game slate, just because of his price point. So I'd throw him in there. But yeah, for me, a lot of Trey Jones and Jakob Poeltl for me.
Yeah, on the same page. good game. Good game to target. This is a fun game. Mm-hmm. We move on. We got Portland at Denver. 233.5 total in this game. Denver Nuggets, 7-point favorites. This game goes anywhere from like 6.5 to 7.5. So I'm just going to say 7. I mean, it's all over the place on the books. On the Denver side of things, Jeff Green remains out. Jamal Murray is probable. Bones Highland is questionable. On the Portland side, Winslow is out. Gary Payton is probable. We'll go Portland first. What do you like here for the Trailblazers?
Yeah, so for Portland, you know, Lillard obviously has been playing very, very well. So, you know, certainly have interest in Lillard. You know, he's because there's so many other good plays too, kind of at the top end that we've talked about. Giannis and Jokic is on the slate, and Kyrie, you know, he could go a little overlooked. So I think he's fine. Simons is kind of just one of those mid-tier plays. Don't have as much interest in him with Lillard in, but he's fine. Nurkic, you get a little bit of a revenge game, although his price has come up from what it has been. But I certainly think he's okay too. So, I mean, those are some guys looking at like Josh Hart and Grant, those are more filler pieces. So they're not really focus pieces for me for tomorrow, but, yeah, probably Lillard and Nurkic are certainly interested in the GPP pool.
Yeah. I don't think I get to Simons today. Like his price was getting there. Like we were getting there. We were like, it was like a few more like mediocre games away from being like 5,900. And that's when I would have like been like, all right, it's time. I would have played him until he had his game. So he had his game and his price went up way too much again. So I'm out. For tournaments, I do like Grant. I think that he's going to be very, very low owned in this spot. And I think he could get 40. I don't know if like he's getting 50, but also it's a 4-game slate. So I don't know if I necessarily need 50 from him. Josh Hart, you said filler piece, 5,600. It really like these like fringe value plays are all going to be kind of dependent on what happens with Toronto and Milwaukee on the second end of a back-to-back injury wise and how much potential value that opens up or doesn't open up. Paul George being questionable. These guys have kind of already had their price go up and stuff. So the value like fringe play is really going to be determined by like Toronto, Milwaukee. And then like it gets into that conversation of, hey, do I use like a Josh Hart as a contrarian tournament play or not? Like I will note that Little did return Sunday. And he played like 16 minutes. So don't know if I would go there. It is a 4-game slate. And if he plays 20 minutes, he can easily crush at 3K. He's a guy that can average a fantasy point per minute. So just throwing that out there. Denver side of this one. I mean, Jokic is 12K. Like raw points. Again, raw points matter on this type of slate. So like, are you going to try to get Jokic? You're going to try to get Embiid. You're going to try to get Giannis. You're going to try to get Kawhi. You're going to try to get Harden or Kyrie. So like raw points matter. What are your thoughts here on Denver?
Yeah. So it is interesting. Like you said, because I mean, for a 4-game slate, there's quite a few top end plays to play. So Jokic is probably going to go overlooked. Certainly have interest in him for tournaments. Like you said, raw points does matter though. Jamal Murray, he's at 7.5K. His price has come up. He was in the 6Ks here not too long ago, and made a great play. So I think he's fine. I think he's an interesting play. Michael Porter, he's got a good price. He's, you know, coming in at 5.4K. So I have interest in him. You know, I mean, he's had the last couple of outings, he's, you know, had 26 points, 35 points. So I think he's fine too. But, yeah, I mean, I think all three of those guys really kind of make some good tournament plays for sure.
There's not a bone in my body that can say play Aaron Gordon, but he definitely is kind of in this role where it's working out for him. I do want to pay attention, though, in this spot to, like, the Bones Highland news. Something that could potentially fly under the radar today. Bones Highland's like a 20 to 22-minute guy, so if Bones Highland like ends up sitting in this game, like maybe like Bruce Brown or someone like that gets a few extra minutes. So definitely we'll be paying attention to Bones Highland news. And like one of those things where it like comes across your phone, you're like, oh, Bones Highland's out, who cares? But it could really matter on a 4-game slate. All right, we finish out with Philadelphia at LA taking on the Clippers. 226 total in this game. 76ers a 1-point favorite. Now, that is up on one book. One book has that up. FanDuel has that up. That is the only place that has that lineup, but it is what it is. We'll see. Clippers side, Paul George questionable. I mean, that's the whole reason that only one book has the lineup. Luke Kennard is out. John Wall is out. And the 76ers are good to go. So we'll go Philadelphia first. Again, raw points matter. Embiid, like, there is nobody that's going to stop Embiid. I love his chances to go for like 60 plus here. I mean, came back after missing 8 days, played 24 minutes, played 28 the next time out, and then ran back-to-back games with 36 minutes. I'm not worried about the minutes. They're there. Load it up. Joel Embiid against the Clippers. This is a fantastic spot.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you got to wonder, too, with it being the last game of the slate, and if Giannis plays, it could really lower Embiid's ownership. And like you said, he should just be in an absolute smash spot. So, yeah, I love Embiid, too. Tobias Harris is now back. Don't really have a lot of interest in him. Don't really have a lot of interest in Melton or Tucker. You know, for me, Harden and Embiid for tournaments, but I do think Embiid makes, you know, a top tournament play for sure. Don't really have a lot of interest in like Tyrese Maxey either. So yeah, kind of Embiid, I think, is the play, like you said.
I don't know. Like, so if Embiid does end up getting, you know, quite a bit of ownership, I think that Harden is a fantastic tournament pivot in this spot. I don't know if I'd play them together. I do think like they have the upside to potentially get there. I think they went for like 60 and 70 in the first meeting against the Clippers earlier this year. So maybe more of a stack, like if Paul George ends up playing in this game. So it's been what, 12 days for Paul George. So, I mean, hamstring injury, even if he plays, who knows what his minutes will be. But yeah, I don't think I want like secondary pieces here for Philadelphia, just because I don't think you can trust anything when it comes to the minutes of like the secondary pieces for Philadelphia. Outside of like, that's not including like Tobias or Maxey. Like, once you get past those four guys, the minutes are all over the place. Good luck figuring it out.
Exactly.
I mean, is it a rare game where like Shake Milton plays 25 minutes, or like, it's just, there's no real rotation when it comes to that, like secondary, like fifth or sixth piece. So, all right, Clippers side, if Paul George plays first, again, even if Paul George plays, I don't expect him to play like 35 minutes in this game. What are your thoughts here on the Clippers?
Yeah, the Clippers are always tough. I mean, they're a team that I never really have a ton of interest in outside of like Kawhi Leonard, obviously, with George being out. I mean, we have seen his price come up, but he has been playing very, very well. So, you know, I think if George is out, Leonard is certainly in the conversation. It's just what to do with the other pieces. Even Terrence Mann, I guess I didn't see what his price is for sure. But, you know, a lot of those guys have come up in price. He's 5.7K. I don't have a ton of interest in the rest of the pieces, you know, outside of Kawhi. I just think, you know, like you talked about some of the secondary pieces for the 76ers, it gets a little bit tough to predict some of the minutes and things like that. So to me, they're tournament plays. They're kind of like filler plays, you know, if you need some guys in your lineup that just kind of fall into it. But outside of Kawhi, not a lot that I really like there.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, if Paul George plays, I don't even know. Like, I think that's when I would, like, just kind of cross off Norman Powell.
Yeah.
Maybe I play Terrence Mann either way as like a tournament play, but I mean, yeah, I don't know. If Zubac's low owned, I mean, they're going to need him to play against Embiid if he can stay out of foul trouble, but
that's the key. Yeah. I mean, he's 5.3K, so his price has certainly come down, but yeah, exactly. If he can stay out of foul trouble, certainly could be interesting.
All right. Any final thoughts on this one?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, not a game I've, like, just kind of like you said, too, not a game I have a ton of interest in outside of Embiid, possibly Harden, too.
All right, morning grind game, DraftKings pricing, DraftKings scoring, and then we will get out of here. Favorite play under 5K to go 7X. Who do you got today?
So under 5K to go 7X, I am going to go... Yeah, this is kind of a tough one. I do think I am going to go with... just because I think there's going to need some of those San Antonio pieces. I'm going to go with Sohan, Jeremy Sohan in that San Antonio against Brooklyn game.
Don't hate it. I'm going to stay in that game and go Seth Curry at 4,300. Over 8K to go under 5X. Who is your bust today?
My bust today, I am going to go with... I'm actually going to go with... I think George probably won't play, but Kawhi's price is really up there now. So he's 10.3. He's priced up there with Embiid and Kyrie. I'm going to go with Kawhi.
Yeah, I mean, we only have a few options. I'm going to say Harden, but I do think that he is a pretty good shot to get there for what it's worth. Favorite 6X play today. Who do you got?
My 6X play today, I am going to go with I'm going to go with Michael Porter in that Denver game. I like his price.
I like that. I like this spot a lot for Jakob Poeltl at 6,200. I think that if this game stays close, he'll play the minutes. If he stays out of foul trouble, he should play the minutes. But I like his chances in this game to go 6X. So he's definitely one that I'm like circling on my sheet today.
I didn't realize he was 6.2. For some reason, I was thinking he was a little higher. So that's a fantastic play. I like that a lot.
Yeah, his price, like his production's been there. His minutes have been down. And like they just, I mean, his price has gone up a little bit. It just hasn't gone up a ton. So let's get weird. GPP play of the day. Four game slate. We're not going to find like 10% gems today. Try to find someone you think might be on the lower side of ownership that could be a difference maker.
Okay. Let's see here. A couple guys I was looking at. We talked about him. I don't know, again, what percentage he'll come in at. But at 4,500, I think Josh Richardson is a guy. He's kind of a boom or bust type of guy. I'm going to go with Josh Richardson.
I like it. I am going to go way, 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 way off the board on a small slate today, and that's Nasir Little for Portland. 3,000, way off the board.
Nice. I like that.
Give me like 18 to 22 minutes, and I like my chances to him to be a difference maker today. So
that's great.
Any bets, player props, anything standing out to you here night before, or anything that you'll be looking for in the morning?
Oh, you know what? I should have looked at that a little bit more. No, I really don't. I guess I haven't really looked at that much yet, Stevie. So how about you?
I am definitely going to be looking at Embiid's point prop. I love this spot for him today. I hope his point prop comes in at like 29-ish, 29. That happens. I really like this spot for him. That is going to wrap it up here for Tuesday. I hope everyone has a fantastic day. We'll be back tomorrow talking some more hoops. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you then.